We want to welcome you. Where are you from?
Ruleville, California.
Ruleville, California.
That's
well,
right.
What's your name?
Linda Contreras.
Welcome to the Bill Goodman Show,
Thank
Ms.
You.
Contreras. Very nice. Here's somebody just rushing down the aisle. What is your name?
David. Molly David.
Molly David?
Yes.
Where are you from, Molly?
Australia.
Australia. That's welcome right. to the Bill Goodman Show.
Thank you.
Very nice having you here. I'm sure there's one more seat over there. That's just about it. Here's somebody.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
The Bill Goodman Show, live from Hollywood, with Roberto Lynn, Ernie Felice, and the High Fives. Our special guest, Mr. Ralph Helfer, who rents and trains any kind of animal from an ant to an elephant. I'm Dave Ketchum, and here's Bill.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you, folks. It's the old elephant himself. How are you today? Happy Monday the 18th to all you out there from all of us in here. It's a little cool in Hollywood today, with a high of 58. Rain is predicted again, of course. Over the weekend, boy, we had every kind of California weather you could think of. Rain, snow, hail, and even sunshine, right? No kidding, a friend of mine came out from New York, and he brought summer clothes, winter clothes, fall clothes, and spring clothes. He did. He was here for 2 hours, and he ran out of clothes. I listened to NBC's Hotline News, of course, and I heard this morning that 145 Americans had an income of over $1 million last year. Only 18 Texans were on the list, but there were a lot of other Texans who wouldn't give permission to mention their names, you see. In Texas, if you only make $1 million a year, they arrest you for vagrancy. Tough laws down there. The only comment I have on the Emmy Awards, that's the television awards last Saturday night, is that I'm a little jealous of Jack Palance, you know. He got an award for his portrayal of a prize fighter in the show Requiem for a Heavyweight. And I could have done that. You don't believe me? I started out as a fighter. And I won my first 3 fights by knockouts. And then they ran out of Andrew's sisters. I finally got hit so hard by a professional fighter, I bounced right into acting school. And that didn't help either, did it? Say, folks, I guess you read about the Army discovering a cure for the common cold. But my Uncle Harry up in Oakland, California, he beat him to it. Now, he tells us, whenever we have a cold, to douse ourselves with ice water and take off all our clothes and run around outside. You see, that way, instead of a cold, you get pneumonia, and today any doctor can cure pneumonia. Something just went out. Either my eyes or the lights. Mr. George Gallup took another one of his polls and discovered that 7 million people are now using those tranquilizer pills. You know something? I was nervous the other day, and my doctor prescribed tranquilizers and a pair of suspenders. So I said, Doc, I can understand the pills, but why the suspenders? And he said, just because you're nervous, you don't have to go around looking like a slob. He's a good doctor, too. Oh, quack. Now let's call the BG roll around here, shall we? Looking sharp, as usual, is our musical maestro, Ernie Felice. Ernie is a boy who knows music backwards, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes it sounds like we're playing it backwards, too.
You got a point there. You got a point. Right over here is our favorite gal, without whom it would be lonesome and not pretty around here, Roberta Lynn.
You know, Bill, you always say such nice things, and yet you keep trying to marry me off all the time.
Well, I want everybody else in trouble like me. And with a big house of yours, I figure there's plenty of room for little feet to be pattering around, you know.
Well, there are plenty of little feet already. You know, I have 3 dogs.
Well, that's right. That's right. She has 3 dogs. And she has a lovebird that wears army shoes. Is he noisy? Well, let's say hello, thanks, Roberta, to our most genial companion and learned young friend, David Ketchum.
Thank you, Bill. You are right, you know, when you say that I'm learned.
I am?
Oh, yes, sir. I always try to learn something new every day. That's why for breakfast I have waffles and alphabet soup, see? That way I can eat and do crossword puzzles at the same time. That may not be funny, but it's nutritious anyway.
That's true. And you do have, from that diet, you do have a touch of flab. Looks a little like Elsa Maxwell in slacks, doesn't he?
Now, accompanied by the Hi-Fis, Roberta sings a wonderful opener. At least I like it, and I think you all will, too. We have Chick Parnell, of course, in the Hi-Fis on bass fiddle. Michael Andre, guitar. Paul Sobel is playing clarinet. Ernie Felice, the king on the accordion. And it's From This Moment On. Here we go.
From this moment on, you for me, dear, only two for tea, dear, from this moment on. From this happy day, no more blue songs, only hoop-de-doo songs, from this moment on. For you got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, baby, we'll be riding high, baby. Every care is gone from this moment on. Lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone.
Good record of that. Les Brown's record of that, From This Moment On, which is a swing. But my wife sat on it. I don't know. Good old spring makes her 1957 debut this week. Already the birds are loudly chirping outside my window. Or maybe it really isn't bird sounds I'm hearing. Maybe it's the high-pitched voices of the nearly 500,000 campfire girls who this week are celebrating the 47th birthday of their really terrific organization. And naturally, with the population increasing, one new American every 12 seconds, there are more and more campfire girls, and thus they need more and more of the fine women volunteers, and men, too, to lead the growing number of groups. The purpose of the campfire girls, through its learn-by-doing philosophy, is to help girls grow into happy, responsible citizens and homemakers. And the basic unit of campfire girls is the group. And I think we all know that the youngster who makes a good adjustment to the group has a running start toward being a well-adjusted adult. And we sure could use more of them. Campfire girls this year have as their project theme, Together We Make Tomorrow. So, folks, let's help these fine little lassies make it. Thank you very much. You know, I was just reading the other day about the number of women who have jobs outside the home, and it's amazing how the ranks of women workers are increasing every year. In fact, the National Manpower Council back in Washington has estimated that by 1980, there will be 56 million women workers. How about that, Dave Ketchum? Do you think that this means that women will be taking jobs away from men?
Well, that could be, Bill. 56 million, huh? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of women. Really is.
Yeah. Well, Dave, are you one of those fellas that think a woman's place is in the home?
In the home, definitely. Definitely, Bill. And if you're talking about my home, I'd like Anita Ekberg and Elizabeth Taylor. Yes. No, actually, I think it's all right for women to compete with men for jobs as long as it's in certain professions, you know, where the competition isn't too tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like... like bubble dancers or being a mother, you know, something like that. In fact, I'm all for women working, just as long as they stick to feminine jobs. Because I don't think that they should be wrestlers or steam fitters or grease monkeys or whatever it is, things like that. I don't think so.
Well, I agree with you, Dave. Women should act like women and men should act like men, right?
Right. Adam and Eve started it, and it's been popular ever since. I think that... You know, Bill, I say that 90% of the women nowadays who are working are doing it for only one reason.
For money?
Oh, no, no, to grab themselves a husband. That's all.
You mean that all the time those women, they're working, they're just setting their traps for a man?
Yeah, and that can be bad, too. I know one girl who 15 years ago set her trap for her husband, and she hasn't shut it since.
Well, yes, but just remember, Dave, you know, there's always that old question, where would men be without women?
Well, I don't know where, but wherever it is, it'd be cheaper. That's true. And right about now, I think I'd better make a special announcement, too. If my girl is listening in, hello there, if you're listening in, I'd like to say that these opinions just expressed by me were not my own. I've been standing up here moving my mouth, and I haven't said a word. There's a sneaky ventriloquist out there in the audience.
And that ventriloquist is white. Big news at your Schick dealer. Buy the Schick 25 electric shaver. Get a $14.95 Lady Schick free. Act fast. Limited time offer. Here, Ernie, the Hi-Fis, the whole gang singing and playing More Than You Know.
More than you know, more than you know. Girl of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind. More than you know. Whether you're I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I sigh, oh, how I cry. If you got tired and show more than you'd ever tired and said goodbye. More than I show, more than you ever know.
Ernie, please, and a high five. Ernie, you tickled one young lady out in the middle of the audience so much she's still giggling.
Good.
Want to build a town out there? You'll be all right.
You don't have to stop whatever you're doing to listen to your radio. Though you may have a lot to do, do whatever you've got to do. NBC will still get through with music and drama, a life panorama. NBC's always got something brewing. Listen and you'll agree that there's always a smile from a twist of the dial to Radio NBC.
Let Bert Parks put pleasure in your housework when he brings the top bands and top singing stars in the land in 2 hours of music live on NBC Bandstand every weekday morning on most of these stations. Well, sir, it's weekend report time. I myself just got back from Palm Springs where my family lives and my four kids. I got up at 4 o'clock this morning. You all? And it's pretty good. Those Sunday nights are bad. Phil Sobel, our clarinetist, stayed at my little hotel, the Nooks.
Had a ball, Bill.
Did you have a good time?
Great time.
They say that he had more fun than even Frankie Remley.
So right.
Well, let's check on the rest of the group here. Roberta Lynn, what have you done in the past 24 hours, honey?
Oh, I had a busy one the weekend, Bill.
Oh, yeah, the past, what, 48, 52,
like
whatever?
That. Well, Friday, I had one of those weekends, first of all, where everything went wrong. And it started off Friday. I went to San Diego to sing for the Navy boys. And we were only supposed to do one show, and they gave this big open house for them with free beer for the boys and sandwiches and everything.
Where was that?
San Diego, at the Naval Base. We get in there, and so many of the boys turned out, we had to give two shows, and I had to cancel for another plane. I didn't get home until 2:30, and then my pianist wife was over with my mother, and they sat around till 5:30 in the morning. Finally got to bed at 5:30 Saturday morning. Got up Saturday and went to the Emmy Awards with a very good friend of mine here in town. And I get home from that about 9 o'clock, and my mother says, there's been a phone call for you. You forgot that you were invited to a dinner party tonight at 6:30. And I had a date. I made two dates on the same night and forgot about it. So
That's lucky, I guess.
I got to the dinner party an hour and a half late, and the hostess had saved my dinner for me and everything. Anyway, this is Saturday. Sunday, a bunch of friends, we were going horseback riding. They picked me up early Sunday morning. We drive 40 miles out, all the way out to Corriganville. And we get out there and it starts pouring down rain. So everything just went terrible. That was my weekend.
I must say one thing about Roberta. She gives you a rundown, doesn't she? You know what's been going on. You know, so you move around so much, you make John Foster Dulles look like he's standing still. No kidding. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
And I know next weekend will be better.
I hope so.
How about Ernie Felice, the leader of our hi-fis? What happened to you, Ern, over the weekend?
Well, you know, in this new neighborhood I moved into, we have a bunch of athletic women, you know.
Yeah?
And they ride bikes and roller skate and all that kind of stuff. So my wife kind of got the idea that she's getting a little loose around the curves, you know. So
what was that? Right over here, and what's she saying?
Well, you know, she's been telling me, gee, you know, I'm getting a little loose around the curves.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you're on Dave Ketchum's diet.
Not me, my wife.
Oh,
but anyway,
so go ahead, Ern.
She's been threatening to go to gyms and all that kind of stuff, you know, so I said, well, let's think of something for you to do around here, you know. So all these women drive up, ride up on the bikes late in the afternoon. They kind of wave at her through the window, and she's ironing or doing something. So finally we bought bikes for everybody. So yesterday we're out riding bikes, the two older boys and my wife and I. And she's saying, oh, boy, this is great. The air is great. Ah, feel that cool air, you know, and this is fun. So the poor thing this morning, she couldn't even walk. So as I left this morning, she says, honey, I don't know, maybe you better get rid of that bike, you know. So anybody wants to buy a slightly used bike by a nice lady in Tarzana, I've got one.
Thank you, Ernesto. And to get rid of the bike, you better get rid of that fella Jim, too, you're talking about.
Yeah.
Send her to Vic Tanny's. Oh, boy. Dave Ketchum. Thank you, Ern. Dave Ketchum, what happened to you over the past weekend?
Well, Roberta was, as you know, this is very unrehearsed. And I just found out you and I were both in San Diego at the same time.
No.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that. I was down Friday night doing a show for the Optimists Association, and then I came back. But anyway, what I was going to say in 24 hours was that I was invited to the opening of a little theater they had here where I used to appear a long time ago called the Cabaret Concert Theater, and I saw the Billy Barnes show, which is very, very excellent, and I strongly recommend it. And I think they deserve that good plug, too. They have a lot of very talented people. It's a very quaint little theater that's underground, almost. You come way down off Sunset Boulevard, down, 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 way low, down there. And that's what it is. And then, you know who's playing? Armin Hoffman. You know Armin.
Fine pianist.
He's accompanying the show, and he has to pay dues not only to Petrillo now, but to John L. Lewis. He's so far down underground. And they were doing such a crazy business that people were just rushing around there like mad. They were just, I was with Louise, she dropped her glove. I leaned over to pick it up. A waiter threw a tablecloth over me and served two people before I could.
Thank you, David. Sounds like a marvelous weekend. You folks all had a wonderful time, didn't you?
Hello, I'm Harold Spina. It's been my good fortune to write a number of songs that the public liked well enough to make hits. Such tunes as Annie Doesn't Live Here Anymore and It's So Nice to Have a Man Around the House. I know from my experience that certain ingredients are necessary to make a song a hit. A happy blending of lyrics, rhythm, and melody. The right ingredients are necessary to make a success of anything. Even safe driving. It's not enough for the driver to be a safe driver. That's primary, of course. But the car itself must be a safe car. That means good tires, good brakes, good mechanical conditioning throughout. There's only one sensible way to get at the problem of our high accident rate on the highways, and that's to put everyone to work on it. It's just a matter of combining the right ingredients in our driving. Why don't you join the team that's working to reduce traffic accidents by pledging to drive safely with a car that's safe to drive?
Just something, if my X-ray vision does not deceive me, I see Ernie Felista's hi-fis are all set to sing out the news that we're now at the station break on the Bill Goodwin Show. After which, I hope that you'll be back with us over most of these NBC stations.
Put on your old gray bonnet with a blue ribbon on it, and we'll hitch up Dobbin for its climb. Got a warning station all across the nation that it's station breaking time. Put on your old gray bonnet with a blue ribbon. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
The Bill Goodwin Show, live from Hollywood, with Roberta Lynn, Ernie Felice, and the High Fives. Our special guest, Mr. Ralph Helfner, who rents and trains wild animals. I'm Dave Ketchum, who didn't finish the joke this time, and here's Bill.
Thank you very much, but you cannot leave our radio audience up in the air like that. You must finish the joke. David was telling a story to our studio audience. Just say the line, and the radio audience will write in and say, what's the first part of the joke, and we'll get a lot of mail. The little fellow said what?
It was a little story about a little guy. See, is he aesthetic?
Yeah, that's
the little
right.
The guy said, Peter Piper, pick up the peppers. He's trying to cure it, you know?
Yes, sir.
And the little guy said, thanks, but it's darn hard to work into conversation.
And that is the mystery joke of the week. We'll get letters from NBC vice presidents. You know, mothers, accidents will happen. Yes, sir. So protect your family in emergencies. Keep a first aid kit in your home and in your car, and know how to use it. Speaking of knowing how, the Red Cross puts out an excellent and very inexpensive first aid textbook. Now here's Roberta to sing one that's really on the way to being a real big song. You Are My First Love. Here we go, Roberta. Ready?
My first and last love, we'll make this love last forevermore. We'll prove a love as young as spring, keep We'll show that too high, too young but true hearts can do what few hearts have done before. Till the sun grows cold, till time stands still, we'll feel the magic thrill of our first love. We'll show that two hearts, too young but true hearts, can do what few hearts have done before. Till the sun grows cold, till time stands still, we'll feel the magic thrill of our first love.
Big hit, that song, and you and Ernie helped it along, too.
This is Frank Blair. The music you're hearing comes from behind the Iron Curtain, from Romania. Now, it isn't easy to transmit music or news or information of any kind from behind the Iron Curtain, but it can be done. This music, for example, was recorded on the spot by UNESCO, a branch of the United Nations. When news broke revealing the Polish and Hungarian revolts, that information was beamed from behind the borders of Eastern Europe by NBC radio newsmen stationed on the spot in Iron Curtain countries. Now, employing its worldwide facilities, and in order to keep you up to date on important events in this fast-moving world of ours, NBC Radio brings you news on the hour and the exclusive hotline service. News as it happens, where it happens, for a nation on the move. Listen for News on the Hour and the Hotline Service all day, every day, on most of these NBC stations.
Well, maybe you didn't know it, but this is National Wildlife Week. And our guest today comes to us from a secluded spot in the Trancas Mountains about 30 miles north of Hollywood. And there he operates a resort called Nature's Haven, where he lives with about the strangest collection of critters imaginable. His unusual career is to collect, train, and rent to motion pictures, television, or anybody who wants them, every living creature from an ant to an elephant. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Ralph D. Helfer. Ralph Helfer.
Hello, Bill.
Happy to have you on the old BG show today.
Well, thank you very much. Good. Glad to be here.
Good. How did you happen to get into the animal business?
Well, actually, it originated back in Chicago between my uncle and my father, one taking me on trips into the mountains and the other one helping me with the study of wild animals. I slowly built up enough knowledge to be able to handle them.
I see, Ralph. Then you've been in it all your life, really.
Since I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You're quoted as saying in my notes here that you've trained everything from an ant to an elephant.
That's true.
Have you really trained ants?
Quite a few of them. In the past, if you remember, there were a lot of the prehistoric type pictures out where they used insects and ants, and we got quite a few calls to train them, to handle them, to make them do interesting things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember that one where you had the gigantic ants in that thing. One looked just like my mother-in-law. I'll just kill them. She hears the show today. Why do they say ants are so busy all the time?
Well, they are. They have such wonderful intelligence, and in having to work them in the studio, we, mm-hmm. of course, had to study them and their housing problems and all the different little things they do.
They're not so busy. They're always going on picnics. Not only my mother-in-law will kill me, the audience will. Don't you leave. Now, there's a girl leaving just on account of that one line about the ants. Ralph Elfer, how do you train an ant to do what, though?
Well, we always train the animal from what they naturally like to do. You can sit by the hour and just watch wild animals and let them work for you. You can see what they like to do, what they normally do, and through that learn an awful lot. And we use this policy in training them for studios.
I see, Ralph. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, everybody specializes these days. And do you happen to have a specialty?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, with wild animals, instead of using the regular things that people do with unusual pets, we like to make friends among enemies and friends. To clarify that, it would be such as a boa constrictor with a horse, or a cobra with a horse,
as we've done. They are natural enemies in the animal world?
Yes. If a horse was to see a snake 9 out of 10 times, well, let's say he just wouldn't go too close.
Mm-hmm.
But we have trained them to like and appreciate each other.
I see. It's kind of like Hope and Crosby. Zsa Zsa and Marilyn Monroe. Ralph Helfer, have you actually, though, really worked a cobra and a horse together?
Yes. We have a horse by the name of Sun, and we have a 5.5-foot cobra. And we can actually take the cobra and wrap it around the horse's neck. And we can do this with many animals now. I would like to say this, that the animals almost like it. I mean, it's something that once they get to know their buddy, they'll stay around.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't too true, of course, with the reptile because they don't have the intelligence. But we work this with bears and lions and coyotes and foxes and things that sometimes don't get along. And after we're done with them, we'll bring them up together, anything to get them to like each other and appreciate each other. It's quite interesting.
Which shows that they really can be friends under circumstances where they don't have to fight each other. Do you participate in any such stunts? I mean, you know, Ralph, like letting a big reptile coil itself around you?
Uh-huh. We do stunt work and doubling for the actors and the actresses, for that matter, in Hollywood, too. We wrestle pythons. I can wrestle 18 to 20-foot pythons now and about 150 or 60 pounds. And, of course, alligators. We go 300 pounds on alligators and so forth.
No kidding. Uh-huh. Boy, he'd be great at a sale at the May Company, wouldn't he? Well, Ralph Helfer, is there any dangerous animal which might, be the one exception to your slogan of being able to train any wild beast?
Well, there are quite a few of them. At the present time, we've been working and having an awful job with wolves. We find that adult wolves...
That's what Roberta's been telling you.
That a wild wolf brought in from the woods can be almost impossible to tame or train in captivity.
They're loose on Mulholland Drive again. No, but seriously, I that is the one animal that just won't take to domesticity. So
that's right, unless you get them young.
Uh-huh. Well, if you get them young enough, you can do anything with them. Where do you get your collection mostly, Ralph?
Well, we like to go out on expeditions and trips. I myself have been so busy with the studio work that we have been sending out people to bring back animals for us. And, of course, we're always trading wild and unusual beasts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, pardon me, you yourself, for a young man, are quite a world traveler, aren't you?
Well, I hope it to become more extensive. It isn't what I had hoped it to be, but in time, we'll reach Africa and India and the other places where we can bring back a lot of the other types.
Uh-huh. Would you mind if I ask you a personal question?
No, right ahead.
How old are you?
25.
How about that? That was great. He looks about 19, you know.
Right.
I look like I've been working around the animals, 108. Ralph, are there any women in your group of associates?
Yes. The studios in the past have called and asked for, in one case, they wanted a tarantula spider to crawl on a woman's arm. And, of course, we had to go out and find a girl that would let this occur. It took us about a week of training and explaining to them all the different essential things. And before we were done, we had another woman that would let insects crawl on her arm. And from there, We have a total of about 8 women that will wrestle pythons, work with lions, and just through training, and enjoy their work very much.
Mm-hmm.
I think the animals do, too.
Especially the wolves. Ralph, I understand that you also supply wild animals for parties, tarantulas and stuff like that. What would you say is the most unusual request you've had along those lines?
Well, in Hollywood not too long ago, we had a request to supply a 10-foot boa constrictor for a party, and may I say it was quite a party. People came and left as quick as they could.
Sounds like they were necking anyhow, doesn't it? Well, Ralph Helfer, thank you so much for telling us about Nature's Haven, your enterprise, and about your remarkable career. Next New Year's Eve, I may just rent a couple of pink elephants if you have them.
Well, we hope to.
Thank you,
right.
Ralph Helfer. Wonderful young man.
Hello, this is Danny Kaye. A few months ago, I returned from a trip around the world. And the purpose of that trip was my favorite subject, children. Sick children who won't survive unless they get help. I stopped to visit with these kids, to talk to them, get to know them. And believe me, folks, they need a hand. Badly. That's the picture abroad. And here at home, well, there are thousands of other boys and girls I want to talk to you about. Youngsters who also need our aid. Each year, come Easter season, your local Easter Seal Society asks you to provide care and treatment for the crippled children in your community. The greatest wish these kids have is to walk and talk and live normal lives just like any other children. Give them that chance by supporting Easter Seals. Send in your return envelope or address a gift to crippled children care of your local post office. Do it today.
Well, as it must to all shows, we come to another station ID, sending a tarantula out along the line. There will be a 10 seconds pause for station identification. Here's a Johnny Mercer song that I just love. By the way, we're back on the Bill Goodwin Show for you stations who just joined us. And it's one you all know, too. I think won an Academy Award. That old black magic. Ernie and the Hi-Fis. Sing the song, man.
That old black magic has me in his spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. And down I go, round and round I go. Like a leaf that's caught in a tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the doll that I've been waiting for. The mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips be mine. Darling, down and down I go. Round and round I go. In a spin, love in a spin I'm in. Under that old black magic collar.
Magic. And now, ladies and gentlemen, back with us again for his weekly visit is that very famous world traveler, lecturer, and man of many talents, the renowned Dr. Wolfgang von Ketchum. Right here. But, Doctor, Doctor, may I say that you are looking very well today?
Oh, jawohl, that's the way I feel. I feel good today, and I feel rotten. That's what I feel today. For two reasons, I'm glad that you asked me how I feel. For two reasons, because I feel good. First, because I like to hear it. And second, because it's true. It's true. I do feel good here. You see, I look well, Mr. Goodwin, because I eat well. That's what I do. I eat well.
Well, besides being an expert in many other fields, then you're also an expert on food.
Oh, yeah. What I've been doing is making a big study, you know, of what foods is good for the people. You know that? For instance, you take carrots. You know carrots? That the rabbits and all that foolishness for the carrots? They're very good for the eyes. Very good for the eyes, the carrots.
Yes, that's true. I've heard they're good for the eyes.
Oh, yeah. But all you got's hearsay. See, I got proof. I got proof. And the proof is, have you ever seen a rabbit wearing glasses? No. Yes. That's my proof. You see, you just sit there, but there's no proof. I have the proof. Actually, there's another thing that's good for people, too. You know, that's oats. Oats. Yeah, oats is good. In fact, even when I was making my test, I ate nothing but oats for a whole year.
You ate nothing but oats for a whole year? My goodness, how'd that affect you?
Well, I ain't sure. All I know is that I won 3 races at Santa Anita. No, I'm just spoofing. I'm just spoofing you there, you know. I'm just telling you a little joke. Actually, that's just a little leg puller, you know. I slipped in there. Actually, what I did was eat nothing but cereal. That was just cereal that I ate there for a whole year. And I ate the cereal, you know, and I had to... Yeah, but I finally had to give that up. Every time I got caught in a rainstorm, you know, I'd snap, crackle, and pop. That was very bad. Most embarrassing, you know. When you're out with mixed company, you snap and crackle. It's very bad. One thing you do is... haven't you ever snapped and crackled or anything out there? You just lay there in the bowl soggy. That's what you do. Yes, kiddos. But one thing you must do, you know, Mr. Goodwin, is to supplant their diet. You know, I don't know what supplant is, but it's here. Now, for instance, I take 241 vitamin pills every morning. 241.
Hold it, doctor. You take 241 vitamin pills every morning? Oh, doctor, you sure must be full of energy.
Oh, no, but I'm sure full of vitamin pills. You should hear me run around the block. I sound like a beanbag. Yeah, I got a pouch that jingle, jangle, jingles right in there, you know. But you know, from all the tests, the big thing that I've come up with, that's why I came in here today, you know. I want to give you the big thing that I come up with. That's Dr. Wolfgang von Ketchum's miracle diet. Ah, what a diet I got, you know. Boy, does it take off the pounds.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'd certainly like to hear your new miracle diet, doctor.
Well, you's going to hear it then. You're not going to sit there and not know, because I'm going to tell you. You're going to get the pencil there, and you better write this down. Okay, now, here we go. First, to make the Dr. Ketchum the miracle diet, it starts off on Monday morning. Monday morning, for breakfast, you have Wiener Schnitzel with the cabbage, and then you have bratwurst with sauerkraut, and then a little pork chop smorgasbord with a pig's feet, and a mashed potatoes, and a gefilte fish with a matzo ball in its mouth. That's all. You
doctor,
eat that one.
Doctor, you lose weight on this diet?
Oh, sure you lose weight for that diet. You put all that stuff away and you get so sick you can't eat for a week.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Wolfgang von Ketchum. Well, folks, I guess I don't have to tell you that a headache on the highway can be distracting and can spoil your outing. But there's something you can do about it. Keep a package of headache remedies in your car and keep a clear head.
Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yes, Bertie.
Telegram for you.
Telegram. For me?
Yeah.
Well, what does it say?
Don't know. I didn't open it.
Well, go ahead.
Not me.
Bertie, telegrams don't always mean bad news.
Hi, Unc. Hi, Bertie.
Hey, what's the matter?
Telegram just came from Mr. Gildersleeve.
Mm. Holy cats, what does it say?
Don't know. He ain't opened it yet.
Well, go ahead, Unc. I'll get the smelling salts ready.
Leroy. Well, give it to me, Bertie. Who's afraid of a telegram? Maybe I better sit down.
Is it bad? Who's it from, Unc?
NBC.
Uh-oh, it's bad.
You mean we're fired?
Leroy, don't say that. No, it's a very nice telegram. They want to know if we're happy with our new time on Tuesdays instead of Thursdays.
Why not? Tuesday's a swell night.
Yeah.
That's when Operation Entertainment is on.
And Biography and Sound.
That's right. We're in good company. See you Tuesday, folks.
Here now is Roberta with another song. This is a new one, too. I thought it was over. Go, Roberta. Okay, Ernie boy.
I thought it was over. I thought we were through. I thought that the time had come to say goodbye to you. We just couldn't make it. We couldn't agree. It seemed that a change of love was best for you and me. Wished I'd be happy. I said I would try. And then with a friendly shake of hand, we kissed goodbye. But when we kissed, somehow our lips just couldn't part. I thought it was over, but it was only the start. You wished I'd be happy. I said I would try. And then with a friendly shake of hand, we kissed goodbye. But when we kissed, somehow our lips just couldn't part. I thought it was over. I thought it was over. But it wasn't over.
Accompanied, aided, and abetted by Ernie and the Hi-Fis. Good rhythm tune, especially with our walking bass player, Chick Parnell. Just got married.
You go places faster in the Air Force. Grow with the fighting U.S. Air Force. You will serve your country while you serve yourself. Picture you in Air Force Blue, brother, you look swell. You go places faster in the Air Force. Get on the beam, get on the beam today. The sky is no limit in the Air Force. You climb every minute in the Air Force. Earning while you're learning, while you travel everywhere. Pick yourself a job on the ground or in the air. You go places faster in the Air Force. Get on the beam, get on the team today. The pay is good, the food is good, the life is full of gold. The young men in the Air Force are the kind you're glad to know. The world's finest training and it's absolutely free. Sky-high adventure, down-to-earth security. You go places faster in the Air Force. Get on the beam, get on the team today. Take off!
You know, last Tuesday, folks, we were talking about contests that we'd entered, and we ran out of time before we had a chance to ask Dave Ketchum if he'd ever won anything in a contest. Have you, Dave?
Won anything in a contest? Well, yeah. No, actually, I haven't.
You know, Roberta won a kid contest. She's a little dancer when she was a tiny girl. Mm-hmm. Ernie won something.
Yeah, but I didn't win anything.
How about you?
In fact, I think I'll start a contest right now, though. Hello, people out there listening in. why don't you take the top of any old box top and put it in an envelope along with $10 in cash and send it to me, and I'll tell you why I want it. And I'll tell you what the contest is all about. That's what I'll do. And I'll tell you what the contest will be about, too. It'll be how can you get your money back when I'll be in South America spending the money.
But you haven't won one, huh? I thought you were going to say, you know, about tear the top off a breakfast food box and keep the top and send me the box because I love cereal. Well, we might have time for a community sing, David and Roberta, Ernie and everybody. We
tune?
Don't, of course, have a chance to rehearse the audience. Till we meet again, I think, is the tune. Is that on the thing? Let's just try that. Try a key, Ern. Smile. Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's start together.
Ready?
Smile.
but Dave found some good soloists down there. Thank you, David, Roberta, Ernie Felice, and the Hi-Fis, our producer-director, Howard Blake, people who think up the ideas, Dave Gregory, Glenn Wheaton, Fred Fox, Henry Taylor, and Howard Blake. Our show is live from Hollywood. The BG show has been selected by the Armed Forces Radio Service to be heard by our troops overseas. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Take care.
Around the world with news on the hour next on NBC, then 2 hours of drama begins with true confessions on most of these stations.